Workplace news in brief. Academy's action. As figures emerge estimating that turning all state schools into academies will face a £1.1 billion funding shortfall. George Osborne unveiled plans to turn 16,800 state schools into academies in the budget. But figures obtained by Labour from a parliamentary question suggest each transformation from school to academy costs £66,000 on average, adding up to over £1 billion. Teachers and junior doctors are in discussions about joint action against the government. NUT conference at Easter received a letter of support from Yanis Gurtsoyanis of the British Medical Association's Junior Doctors Committee after the teachers' union voted to back a ballot on strike action over the government's academies plan. Refuse revolt. 96 gross misconduct disciplinaries in the last year, that's the scale of management bullying and intimidation that forced Sheffield's bean workers to take strike action for the first time in 17 years on the 1st of April. Over 100 Veolia refuse workers were on the picket line from 6 a.m. to demand an end to the regime of fear that has workers with 20 to 30 years experience frightened about getting hauled in on any pretext. Management has been using CCTV cameras, not for health and safety as the union agreed, but as spies in the cab. Driver for 17 years Paul Cox said, "Management treat us like dirt. One told us I don't like Sheffield, and I don't like bin men. They didn't think we would strike. Well, they started this, and now we are going to finish it. If it's not sorted, then next time we should stay out for a week." Alistair Tice, stop the slop. Salford Royal Hospital is officially an outstanding hospital. Its CEO, Sir David Dalton, is David Cameron's favorite. So we shouldn't be surprised to see privatization rearing its ugly head here. Currently, patient food is prepared in the hospital kitchen. The trust wants to close the kitchen and outsource food preparation. Patients, and the trust itself, will forever be at the mercy of outside contractors. Hospital workers in unison are determined to thwart these plans, and have organized a lively Stop the Slop campaign with an online petition, postcards and public meetings. Paul Gerrard,